Now to some uncomfortable revelations in the tight Senate race in Massachusetts. Last Friday, Republican Senator Scott Brown and his likely Democratic challenger released some of their tax returns. The documents show that both Brown and Elizabeth Warren are millionaires. That's as they try to outdo each other, vying for the votes of regular people. At the same time, Warren, a Harvard Law School professor, has been defending herself against allegations that she used her Native American heritage to advance her career. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
Elizabeth Warren says she did not know that Harvard touted her as a member of a minority group back in the 1990s when the law school came under criticism for being too white. But she says when she was growing up in Oklahoma, her family always told her she's part Cherokee.
This is what my brothers and I were told by my mom and my dad, my mama and my papa. This is our lives, and I'm very proud of it. Thank you.
Warren was also identified as a minority in professional legal directories for years. So just how much of a minority is she? Chris Child has been digging through the census, birth, and death records of Warren's family. The genealogist eventually unearthed a document stating that Elizabeth Warren's great-great-great-grandmother was Native American. The document's from the woman's son.
In 1894, on his application for marriage license, he lists his father as Jonathan Houston Crawford and his mother as O.C. Sarah Smith, Cherokee Indian.
Child says it would take more research to confirm his finding. Some bloggers have been calling on Elizabeth Warren to take a DNA test. Child says documenting Native American ancestry is a common request at the New England Historic Genealogical Society, where he works.
In this particular case, at least we're dealing with someone who in 1894 claimed a Cherokee connection versus just a lot of people today. So that's one bit of promising information.
This suggests that Elizabeth Warren is 1/32nd Native American.
I'm not terribly impressed with this particular card that Elizabeth Warren has pulled.
Warren supporter Paul Vinecko of Boston is disappointed she claimed Native heritage at all. He's also American Indian. Part Narragansett.
You know, I'm a quarter, and it's so far recessed behind me that I really can't reference it for any particular reason, and I just feel like Elizabeth Warren probably has even less reason.
Vinecko had been planning to vote for her. Now he's less certain. But for Jeff Richards of Cambridge, it's not a big deal.
What does it matter? Aren't we all somehow related? What do they think she's doing? Try to garner the Native vote?
Some critics are insinuating she may have used her minority status to advance in academia. Warren says she doesn't recall ever talking about her Native heritage when applying for faculty jobs, including her current one.
I believe that I was recruited at Harvard because I'm a good teacher.
But the questions aren't going away. The Democrats' opponent in the Senate race, Republican Scott Brown, is keeping those questions alive.
Well, I know the media's been asking a lot of questions, and I've been following it just like you have. So if there are questions, you know, she should answer them.
Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren's campaign has been calling Scott Brown a hypocrite. He's been a vehement opponent of President Obama's health care overhaul, but Brown admitted yesterday that his 23-year-old daughter is saving money after college by staying on his congressional health insurance plan. That's made possible by a provision of the health care law he opposes. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.